did it again.
And welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 56. I am your host, as always, Lawrence of America. With me today is Gomer and friends. All right.
Hold on, wait just a minute.
How the hell are all the rest of us relegated to and friends? Hey, I don't even like Gomer.
This is what happens when everybody trashes me before the podcast. And I was going to go around and let you introduce yourself, but now that you jumped on...
Gomer, defend me, Larry. Defend me.
Apparently, you're not their friend.
I know.
I mean, really.
Is this the road you want to go down, defending Gomer? Is this what you saw yourself doing this morning?
I'm
you
Jeff.
Walked in this morning.
All right, so let's go with introductions.
Your redeemable Gomer is here.
The in-repair David is here.
In-repair.
Yeah, what happened there?
It was a katana accident.
It hit me in the forearm and it got me in the nose.
And that's his story.
I'm sticking to it.
All right, Red Shirt Steve, I see you have a special guest with you today.
Yep. I've got
the red shirt wife. Who's going to take him back home, and you guys have to deal without him. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
My turn. Sucks. You had it for a year. It's mine.
Otherwise, known as Bridget.
What you guys say? I'm angry Taylor now?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Whatever, I'm Taylor.
You're whatever you want to be, man. No one said that Spider-Man was amazing except Spider-Man. He made that. He chose that.
You can't give yourself a nickname. It has to be something other people ascribe to you.
We haven't given you one.
I mean, I did
angry
call
Taylor.
You the Angry Taylor.
If we get to do it, it's going to be Angry Taylor.
I have to vote for that one in.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, so what we got on the slate?
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
TikTok Taylor.
Well, TikTok. Let's see. Of course, you know, a lot of new shows come out. Flash.
Ooh, I missed Flash last night.
It was good.
I heard it was really cool.
I'm honestly not compelled to watch that at all.
Were they doing origin story? How did they go?
They did the origin story.
But there was a lot more.
There was a little more to it. But yeah. They did the origin. It was basically him discovering what
fast
he
powers.
Do. Yeah.
I can run fast.
The Speed Force.
I can be fast.
Well, yeah, that's
Flash.
That's the first episode.
Well, they still have to do the origin story simply because we all know Flash.
As geeks, we know Flash.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of the audience out there that they're trying to get to the kids and all that. They didn't grow up.
And there was
the
audience.
Right.
But we knew that was coming. We knew they were going to tie in.
But
did
they do a good job of doing it?
It's the pilot, so I think it gets a little bit.
It's a little overdone.
Is it a little overdone?
But yeah, they do have the face to face conversation.
Okay. Well, bottom line,
you didn't run 600 miles just to say hi.
All right, let's skip to the end.
Yes,
bottom
spoilers,
line.
Yeah. Bottom
did
line.
The pilot make you want to come back and watch episode 2?
I will watch episode 2.
Okay, that's the most important thing.
And that's the goal of any pilot, is to get people interested enough to watch the second.
Right.
Episode. See, I passed on the pilot mainly because Arrow just didn't engage me enough.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To make me
want
to watch
it's
it.
The same type of deal here,
as far as I can tell. But I mean, I assume if you liked Arrow, you'll like the Flash.
I have not watched a whole lot of Arrow. I'm a fan of the Flash from the 80s, the 90s.
You're the one.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the Flash from the 90s, and it did have.
Yeah.
That dude Wesley
was in there, yeah.
And he was in there, like, twice.
Yeah.
And this is the point in the podcast where if we had any kind of special effects budget, the theme song from the 80s Flash would
the
be playing.
Flash.
Well, you can just ask Mark. He's got it. You've got it on iTunes or something.
Yeah.
Don't you, the Flash?
I don't think that's the same Flash.
Queen.
I don't think that's the same Flash. The 90s, the 90s Flash is it's Danny Elfman.
Yep.
It is Danny Elfman.
Yes,
because the very early episodes of the 90s Flash, if you watch them, they kind of feel like they try to tie into that Burton universe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
They had that feel. Early episodes, not the later episodes, but the early episodes definitely did.
Okay, well.
How can we say a Burton Batman universe?
Here you go. Here you go.
When Tim Burton says he doesn't read comics and would never read a comic. That's on record, he said that.
I don't think it was Tim Burton doing that. I think it was the people of the show doing that.
Do you have to read Batman comics to understand who Batman is? Even going back to the 80s before the Burton Batmans?
Batman's
no.
big enough that he is kind of, he's more of a pop culture icon.
Yeah. Well, Burton, everybody thought that the Batman movies from the 80s when they were pitching them were
going to be. Of a property that's been around for a century. Does that make it your universe?
Yes, if you're the one directing it and producing it.
Well, to be fair, when they were pitching the movie for the Batman movie in the 80s, they actually thought that they were trying to reboot the TV show.
Yep.
They did think that.
Well, my grain of salt here is that I'm not the biggest fan of Tim Burton's Batman movies.
That's good.
I don't think they've aged that well.
They haven't.
No. But, you know, I can still appreciate that they hold a pretty decent, they hold a fairly significant
place in pop culture.
In the evolution of introducing geeky.
I can respect it without liking it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of it, but it sucks. It's terrible.
I can't say that.
It's terrible. I can't say that. The Michael Keaton ones, where he, that was, the first one should have been called Joker, because Michael Keaton Batman is in about 5 minutes, and the Joker's in it the whole damn time.
That made the movie.
Joker. Made the movie. But it shouldn't have been called Batman. It should have been called the Joker. But
now, if anything, it would have been Batman versus Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, there you go.
Jack Nicholson the golfer, or did you mean Jack Nicholson?
Sorry.
I would watch that, though. Batman versus the old-ass golfer. Like, that'd be
I can see like Jack Nicholson like, lining up.
See your bat plane.
Oh, no, better yet, just like Jack Nick, this lines up for a tricky putt here on the 18th green, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Ramon just punches the crap out of
him. Wait, Harry! Wait, Harry!
Gotta play golf. What are you doing? that's like the equivalent of Bob Barker and Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah, right.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
I want to talk about Adam Sandler news too. There's some Adam Sandler news.
What an awkward swag way.
I don't think it is. We're still talking about, you know, movies and
stuff. Honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Adam
Sandler's production company has promised to do 4 movies exclusively on Netflix. And this is going behind the news that Netflix is getting Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2 exclusive.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's because, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon exclusive is because the movie theaters are throwing a fit because the people who do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon want to put it out on, like, public release the same day it hits theaters. And they're like, no, don't do that.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is that going to have any of the same cast returning?
I heard it's going to have the exact same cast.
Wait, how could that? Okay, spoiler alert. Cheyenne Fat died at the end.
I know. I think what they're doing is it's going to be a prequel.
Oh, crap. Okay.
I know.
Oh, no.
But it's very early still, very early in the stage of that. But I think the biggest thing is Adam Sandler, who...
That's disingenuous of me to condemn it for being...
Oh, well, yeah, but...
What type of movies are we looking at?
I think we're talking about The Sandler Affair. Cheesy, weird rom-coms that don't make any sense.
I was about to say, really hope Happy Madison isn't the company putting
out... No, it is. It's going to be...
Are we getting back to, like, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore type things, or are we going to be getting Jack and Jill? Because...
I think we're getting a combination of both.
No. We're gonna
also
get,
bad.
No.
Oh, terrible.
No.
Terrible.
No.
Jack and Jill is considered to be one of the worst movies ever made.
Ever.
Yes. Apparently, like Wikipedia has a list of the worst movies ever made. Jack and Jill's on there.
It's terrible.
Oh, all right, but you're looking at it all wrong. The Happy Madison movies you're gonna get are the ones without Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Right. Like Grandma's Boy.
I didn't mind Grandma's Boy. I actually
really enjoyed that.
You're a fool.
It's a cult classic now. It really is.
And it falls in line. If you like Cheech and Chong, you'll like Grandma's Boy.
Yes.
If you don't, then you won't.
You're absolutely right.
It's going to be stoner humor movies.
Well, not necessarily if they try to branch out.
I think Happy Madison has had a decade to branch out, and they haven't. Well, they've actually gotten worse.
His movies have been a lot of movies just, hey, these are my buddies. They need work.
Yeah. You know? Well, he said, what was that movie with Jennifer Aniston and Brooklyn Decker that he did? And he actually said, no, I just wanted to do a movie with Brooklyn Decker and Jennifer Aniston. Which was great because I have a huge crush on both of those actresses. But
I remember the movie. It's like he's pretending to be his wife because for some reason that's how he's going to date Brooklyn Decker.
So weird. Yeah.
But that wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but he only did the movie for that sole purpose, that he wanted to do it. And they were in Hawaii, like, most of the time.
That was a forgettable, but very forgettable, decent movie.
Yeah, but no, they're not going to do anything like Punch Drunk Love or Spanglish.
Let's hope not.
Which, those were good movies. Spanglish was awesome.
I really liked Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love was terrific.
To me, it showed really Adam Sandler having some credit as an actor.
It showed that he wasn't a one-hit wonder.
For that movie, Funny People, that was a pretty insightful look about what it is like for comedians as they do comedy.
And of course, that wasn't a Happy Madison thing.
No.
I don't believe so. It should happen, I believe.
Eight Crazy Nights is, I love that animation style, but I didn't. Like
a Christmas movie / Hanukkah movie, yeah, that wasn't bad.
Now,
I mean,
if it would just be Adam Sandler for 2 hours just singing like his crazy songs, I would probably watch that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We can watch that. It's called Best of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's get off of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but I think him moving to Netflix is just more of signifies my idea that movie theaters are really on the down.
Well, here's the thing. As far as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, a lot of movie theaters, if they do something like that, release it the same day, they wouldn't carry it. I mean, Snowpiercer got dropped in the States.
But I think for a movie like Crouching Tiger, especially a sequel, the IMAX draw is enough of a draw where if they did release it on DVD or streaming the same day, it still would get substantial numbers in IMAX. And I think what they're pushing with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, at least what I read, is the growing number of IMAX screens in China right now is, like, off the charts. Right. And they said this will make enough money if we just put it in IMAX in China.
We are starting to see pandering to China, Transformers 4.
And right, they have a lot of money to spend.
It's not... it's where the status of their average median citizen is. They're not at the I have a 48-inch big screen
in China,
In every room, and you know, in the one in the living room is twice as big.
When it's 2 billion people, though, and you only have to talk to like 2% of the market to make your money back.
No, but their movie theater market is booming. It's where ours was
in the 80s,
20 years ago.
Easily.
On a note of movie theaters and all that, did you hear about the new movie Ascension coming out? What they're doing? That was put on like regular film. It's not digital. So there's a ton of movie theaters that are highly PO'd.
Oh, because they can't
play it. I'm sorry, that was killing me.
No,
they
cannot
play it.
I love that movie.
Initially, because they're going to release it early to movie theaters that have the old style film. And
so we'll be able to see it at the Bell Court before we see it at Opry Mills.
Right.
Weird.
Right, because unless Opry Mills has an old film machine that they're dusting off, because some of the movie theaters are dusting them off.
A lot of Regal still has those in storage. They've just been replaced.
But the movie theaters here in America are mad about it because they spent all this money to upgrade, and now somebody's making a movie on the regular film
and having to downgrade their...
They're going, well, we can't show it because either... You know,
well, then they just don't show it.
Well, but here's realistically, there's still a lot of movies shot with film.
Oh, I agree.
They just convert over to digital before release.
Right, but he's going to release it early.
Well, I want to do a movie that's on silent film, black and white. Oh, these damn theaters don't have the old stuff.
if the overall movie companies, if everybody's pushing for high tech and all this, the movie theaters have got to move up to stay relevant.
And they should.
Right, but how can they keep... I mean, not to say they maybe not shouldn't keep one of the film machines for the older... Hang on. So they can... But if enough producers say, I don't want to do this high-tech crap, I want to put it on film...
Well, the Avengers... The Warner Brothers superhero films, they're not going to be on that old crap. Star Wars is not going to be on that old crap.
Right.
No. Sorry. But I'm not going to play your damn movie, and I'll take the hit.
Right.
I'll raise popcorn prices by an extra dime.
If it turns out to be a great movie, for those first couple of days, someone converted it to digital.
Boom.
But not for that first release. I'm just saying that it's...
You can say the same thing, because there are bands that release an early version of on a vinyl.
Right.
You know, or, heck, I've even seen bands release a reel-to-reel before.
Oh, I know.
You know?
That's weird. I know. But I'm just saying,
they just want... I mean, like, okay, there's a local band, Moon Taxi.
Okay.
Yeah. Their new album. You buy their album, you get a record.
A vinyl record.
A 12-inch vinyl record, a CD, a cassette tape, and a download code.
And an 8-track,
code.
Right?
No 8-track, but no, a download nice. Code. Yeah,
but the, yeah. But that kind of... Why? That right there, you're not seeing a resurgence of records. So.
I mean, we are...
Or cassettes.
But no, why?
Not that we're... cassettes are actually...
Coming back.
They are sticking around, and for the sole reason of there's a lot of people who just have them in their cars.
Yep.
People are still driving their old cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
My car is a 2001, and it has a cassette player in it, just because they didn't want to pay for the upgraded CD package.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? It's a factory radio. I'll probably never replace it.
Yep.
You know,
but it'll always
replace,
work.
Replace the car right. Before the car.
Now, literally, I only have two cassettes that I've found.
What are they?
Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little
Pill.
Oh,
that's a great one to have.
And
Road Trip.
Marilyn Manson, Portrait of American Family.
That's okay. That's all right,
two
too.
Random extremes. Yeah.
But that Jagged Little Pill, from beginning to end, you can play that.
Yep. That is a great
album. Both of them are albums that were designed...
Yeah,
as to be listened that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Alanis Morissette's got the hidden track at the end.
Oh yeah,
what
yeah.
was that? That was a thing for like a month, right? Where yeah. artists were putting yeah. hidden tracks on.
No, yeah. you know, that was a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It was silly though.
You know,
well, now they're just called extra tracks at Target.
Well, yeah,
the hard exclusive, like a CD where like they were like. Just for a minute or so, they were like, "Hello there, CD listeners. We're yes. waiting for the other people to flip over their records or their tapes."
Yeah. but now they're just Target or Walmart exclusives yeah. With extra tracks.
Well, that you know, they're not designing albums; they're just designing huh? singles, and that's the album itself. The last one I can really think of that was you know really hit me. Green Day put out. A rock opera,
yep.
broken up into three albums.
Oh, okay.
And
one,
each
two,
album,
three.
they were designed to be listened to.
They well, then that always, eventually became a Broadway musical, too.
Right.
Yeah, it was very well done.
You know, and they've always put a little bit of thought into how you know some of their songs. There's I think the song is called Brain Stew.
Yeah, Brain Stew.
Where the next track on it, Basket Case. Starts their bass line starts
where the other
30
one.
Seconds yes. before the end of the other song.
Yes. Yeah.
It all flows you know? Right in there.
That's continues. On the first album.
Yeah, yeah that's on
yeah.
Dookie.
Yeah.
Well, Kerplunk was their first album.
Well, it's but, on their yeah. first mainstream album.
Actually, yeah. 10,039 Slap Happy Hours are their
first album. Can you even count? I mean.
But really, I mean, that's a compilation yeah. of three vinyl records that never made it to CD.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. What else are we going to talk about? Music. Not
forget
Taylor's
music.
Wheelhouse.
Come on, okay.
Not Taylor's Wheelhouse.
Okay.
Music was not your wheelhouse. That's the one
no.
quote I have
and
for you.
And Fraggle Rock.
That's not my wheelhouse.
Us, I'm not.
It's not. I know. I'm with
well,
you.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, this was yeah. on there, just new media or whatever. You know, and you talk about theaters doing stuff to catch on. You know,
yeah.
like the Regal in Green Hills,
mm-hmm.
And along with a lot of Regals, they've been doing Fathom events. And I give the shout out to the Regals in Green Hills because they unofficially sponsor my movie reviews.
Nice.
But
you're talking about these like one night things where they show.
Well,
the theater,
no,
right?
I haven't done it in about 3 weeks, but that's because movie season is apparently over.
No, duh.
Well,
it's in a high
school, there's really nothing much that you
right,
care to see
worth
about.
Reviewing.
Well,
okay,
I don't know.
That new Disney movie,
was,
Big Hero 6, that's cute.
It's watchable.
My point was they do a lot of stuff like. There's a company called Fathom Events.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and like they're doing a whole series of plays at the Met.
Yeah.
The Met they're being broadcast live.
I went to go see that Metallica
thing.
Yeah, you know, they do a lot.
Event.
So a lot yeah. of movie theaters are gonna end up doing stuff like that, and that will help them survive. It's gonna be more than just movies.
Right, and it has
it's
to.
Gonna be. Experiences that you can't be there to see.
Yeah,
you know?
Like as technology keeps moving forward, our TVs are getting bigger, our resolutions are getting better. technology is doing away with the theater experience, and we're already seeing it.
Well, that's true.
And I think it's going to continue.
It will continue to a certain point, but it'll never go away altogether.
I think it will.
We've already had this conversation earlier this year.
I don't think it'll go away any more than the record stores going away. You know,
where's there a record store where I can buy new records?
Okay,
like
first
here,
of all,
new comic book shops.
The quote CD warehouse sells records down there.
They
sell used and new records.
They do have new. It is a niche market.
It's always going to become a niche market. Just like bookstores,
bookstores as a niche market, though, work. I don't think movie theaters as niche markets work.
They will.
I think there has to be. Do you see commercials for books on TV?
The only one I can actually remember is Dianetics.
I love that book.
I saw commercials for James Patterson's new book.
Movies didn't kill the Playhouse.
No, but
people aren't flocking to their Playhouse every week.
No, and it might be overestimating
how many people were going to see the Playhouse in the beginning. I mean, back in the day, they were like the pastime of the social elite.
Exactly.
The point is that I agree with Larry in the sense that I don't think movie theaters are in any danger of going extinct anytime soon.
Oh, no. I think that we're already seeing signs that they are.
Signs of decline. That's a very different thing.
Well, that's only
thing
in America,
the
though.
It's going to decline in America because,
like Larry was saying earlier, we've got it all. You said it. You know, we got the big TVs, the ones in the big bedrooms
IMAX
and all that.
IMAX gross in China,
Like China, though, is different.
Yes.
A lot of the apartments don't even have a space for a 40-inch, let alone a 5-inch. Speaking of movies,
apparently it's very early stages still, but Sony and Marvel are in very early, very delicate talks about sharing the Spider-Man license.
What? That'd be so awesome!
But that's the only. You know, I think the reason why they're doing it is
Sony is desperate. Should get down on it too.
Sony is desperate.
Beg Marvel to use something that it gets a small percentage of.
Yeah, right. Spider-Man 2 did not do as well as Spider-Man 1. It was $60 million under.
Yep.
The people who broke this story are it was Entertainment Weekly, so a reasonably credible source.
Yeah, credible.
And they apparently have heard from anonymous insiders in both studios that this is apparently something that they're playing around with.
How do you feel about that?
I think I would love to see Spider-Man hanging out with Thor and Iron Man.
I would love that, dude. That would be awesome. That would be so great.
I mean, Spider-Man's my personal favorite character.
Yeah.
I would like to see him hanging out with the Avengers.
I think Spider-Man works better in a universe where he's with other characters that aren't just Spider-Man characters. Yeah.
Okay, right. but the big kicker here is, according to the source, what really might push this to a legitimate possibility is if the Sinister Six movie bombs, or at least does blow expectations.
Yeah, I mean, they had planned...
What are our expectations for right now?
Not very high, but so now I'm going to use my power as a podcast speaker.
Don't go!
Don't go see Sinister Six, please.
Well, this is what I've heard, though, and I don't think...
Wait for it to come out on Redbox or something you have to.
I think Sony's doing a good job of ruining Sinister Six on their own. The rumors I've heard is amazing.
You're right, maybe they don't even need my massive clout.
From what I've heard, The Amazing Spider-Man 3 is already squashed. They're not doing it.
Right.
There was a female Spider-Man character that was supposed to get a movie. I've heard that was squashed. They're not doing that. From what I've heard of the Sinister Six movie now, the latest update is it's not going to have anything to do with Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2, which was one of the only appealing parts of Spider-Man 2 was that it had all the Sinister Six stuff in it. So they're really painting themselves into a corner where, please, Marvel, help us, please.
Just before I even heard any of this stuff about, like, it being good if it failed because we get Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe...
Yeah.
I wasn't terribly excited about Sinister Six.
Me neither.
Just because, like, A, that's a lot of characters to fit in one movie. B, apparently Spider-Man's not even going to be in it.
No.
No, like, that's
what is it just going to be, them like doing an Ocean's 11-style crime caper or something?
How does the Rhino do an Ocean's 11-style crime anything?
Yeah. Actually,
he runs through the wall.
Well, Giamatti has the Rhino.
Yeah. In disingenuous, like, because I do actually like crime capers. I did like the new Ocean's 11.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Italian Job's one of my favorite
movies. Oh, dude, seriously? That is literally one of my favorite all-time movies. I love that. Oh. Have you ever seen the original?
Now my opinion feels so much worse.
You should watch the original about how bad the original is. Italian Job. Oh, I love Italian Job.
But
yeah. Movie. I'm not sure
Mark
that...
Mark Wahlberg does make good movies every now and then.
He does, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know,
go ahead, Larry.
I definitely enjoyed the Italian Job.
Oh, we're on Italian Job now? Oh,
so hold on.
Let's talk about Italian Job.
About right the Italian now. Job? How did this happen?
It's that one
the
movie, you know, right?
Alignment or something.
But I would say it kind of struck me as a Mini Cooper commercial for like.
Well done!
Minutes.
Yes!
You know, props to them because that's the only time I've ever seen Mini Coopers look cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I saw that movie. I saw that movie and I was like, dude, I'm going
to
buy a Mini Cooper.
Oh, that's fun to watch.
Yeah, man.
The old Mini Cooper racing was fun to watch.
We could have an entire podcast about the Italian Job. Let's act it out scene for scene. Because I think I could do it.
You have a Mini Cooper.
Donald Sutherland.
I'll be, because he's gone in the first 10 minutes.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, if you haven't seen Italian Job yet, you deserve to have that spoiled for you.
Also, yeah, that's like first 15 minutes.
Have you watched the original Italian Job? It's crap. It's
well,
terrible. It has nothing to do with...
I may have watched parts of it. I don't remember it.
It literally ends with a bus hanging off of a cliff.
Oh.
Literally ends with a literal cliffhanger.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous film.
That is kind of lame.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, so I am hopeful that the next Spider-Man movie has shit.
Yeah.
And that we can get Spider-Man into
in the
Marvel Cinematic
into the
movie.
Avengers.
Well, I almost think
that would be
although
so cool.
We're talking like the absolute earliest this is going to happen.
5 years.
It's probably like 2020 or something.
Yeah, it's at least
at least
5 years is what I've
general,
heard.
In general, all of the studios that have Marvel properties really need to have this kind of deal because... To bring the full Marvel Universe together, you have to be able to bring in Fantastic Four. You have to be able to bring in Spider-Man.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's
X-Men.
Why they had like
they
the
got,
tie-in with like
Daredevil because they never made the Daredevil movie in time.
That's right.
The Ghost Riders
start on Netflix.
Honestly, right. I'm not super excited about this upcoming Fantastic Four movie either.
I'm not either.
From what I've heard about it, it's different. Is not always better.
Yeah. Right.
And this looks so different,
if
such a
so
departure.
To me, it
from
looks
the
too political.
Why you
realistically, can different be that much worse?
Oh, from the other Fantastic Four movies?
I didn't think that those Fantastic Four movies were that bad.
They had their compelling...
They were not
the
great
change
movies,
is
but
not a good thing.
They had compelling aspects.
They were just trying to be popcorn movies,
yeah.
And if a movie... I don't begrudge a movie for aiming low and succeeding.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think they would ever. I didn't think Jessica Alba would ever be in a movie worse than Honey, but then she makes the Fantastic Four movies, which makes Honey so much better. I'm so thankful for that.
They're watchable.
No, they are watchable. They are watchable.
Well,
so are those Spider-Man movies. They're watchable, but.
They're forgettable, too.
Yes, they are forgettable.
How many times are you going to watch?
But we're talking about the FF movie.
They're good have on in the background while you read a book.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yeah. Well, speaking of FF, Marvel Comics is canceling the Fantastic Four comic
in
January due to this movie.
That's one of your better segues.
Thank you.
Anyway,
much better than the earlier one.
Well, that's not saying much. But yeah, apparently, I don't want to use the word cancel because that implies something permanent, which it obviously is not going to be.
Well this volume never in comic is definitely
books.
Canceled.
Yeah, they're going to they'll revamp
especially with
it
a huge property like the Fantastic Four. Which,
the original.
Well, I mean, historically, you could argue in terms of influence, it's the most important comic book, or at least on the short list.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there with Action Comics.
Of course,
because it was the first team.
And Amazing Fantasy 15, it's definitely up there. You're absolutely right.
It created the Marvel Universe, as we know it today, and it ushered in the Silver Age.
Yep.
Right. And you can't beat a family dynamic like the Fantastic Four. It can be duplicated.
They are timeless, engaging
but never
characters.
Never
matched.
Period. I mean,
that being said, I haven't been reading Fantastic Four.
Well, not since Jonathan Hickman left the book, but that's one of the reasons. If it was selling, Marvel would be like, screw you. They're not canceling Spider-Man. It's because it's selling.
Yeah.
Right. The Boss Man's been rumbling that they're getting ready to reboot the Marvel Universe for a while.
He keeps saying that year after year.
Eventually, he's going to be right.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
They're not.
I don't think so either.
You just have to be
It'll be a soft reboot, though.
They do that every year, though. No, this is not a reboot. We're not a.
This
is a soft reboot.
Okay, ask your question.
I was saying he says there's a reboot in the distance. Okay, would Marvel use something like that to choke out the other properties? I mean, because
they already are.
Here's my thing, though. Is that really choking out the property? Are they really making that much money off
the
toys?
All they got to do is make the movies unprofitable enough that they retain.
How do you do that, though? How do you hide the fact that the Fantastic Four has been around for 70 years? Just cancel their book? No one's reading it anyway.
Characters like Spider-Man, characters like Captain America, characters like the Fantastic Four are such...
Or X-Men.
Well, let's say, we're talking Spider-Man and X-Men.
Well, they exist in the public consciousness beyond just the comics. Exactly. They're pop culture icons. Yeah. Like Batman, we were talking about.
But with like X-Men, Claremont has said...
know enough about Fantastic Four in order to have that really... happen, because if they're driving it by toys and driving it by the movies or even in cartoons, you don't even see them in cartoons very often anymore.
They're not going to either. That's why Marvel won't let one.
If you kill off that property by doing that, you know, even canceling this book, it will do such detrimental effect.
I don't think it will have that big of an impact. That's why they're doing it, but I don't think it's going to have that big of an impact.
The license back at a cheaper price.
Yeah. I think it would be an incredibly good business strategy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Claremont even said that they're not making new X-Men characters just to spite Fox.
That's right.
Because they said that if any new X-Men characters come out, Fox gets them. Yes. So that's why they're not
like
doing
a whole
new X-Men.
Salt the earth thing. Like,
but like he said.
Like they're talking about.
If you take away the comic and all that, and you use it as a bargaining tool to get that property back at a cheaper price.
None of that matters if the movie makes money. Why does Sony care how big their profit is as long as they're making a profit on these movies?
Well, every company cares about how big
their profit is. But we're talking about in the context of selling a license. Why would they sell that license if they're still making money off of it?
If the movie's losing money, they're losing money.
But that's what I'm saying. Those Fantastic Four movies didn't lose money.
This is something important here.
I agree. But
you can't disagree with a fact. It's a fact that those Fantastic Four movies made
money.
They
made money.
If this next one also makes money, why would they sell it?
But if it's not...
Well, this is margin. This is where we're getting...
That's what I was going to say. If they're not making the profit Sony
wants... They just got to convince... Disney's got to be able to convince them that it'd be more profitable for them to let them use it.
Like Spider-Man is losing money all on its own.
I can see it.
The movies-wise.
And you don't think Disney can do
that? The amazing Spider-Man film franchise that Sony owns apparently does not need any help from Marvel to... start losing its profitability.
Agreed.
That's even with a Spider-Man cartoon on right now.
Agreed.
That is with the Spider-Man book. Like
40
Spider-Man.
A mega event. But that's my thing. If Sony is still losing money and Marvel is still printing the Amazing Spider-Man, what is not printing FF, which isn't selling anyway? What impact is that going to have on the movie?
Because it could,
zero.
Or they're looking at it this way. It could be, okay, we cancel the book. It might affect it. But if the movie does well enough, they reboot Fantastic Four with those characters.
No.
I'm just saying they could. So they revamp it like they did with the Ultimate FF.
Yeah.
And everything like that.
Yeah.
And Marvel wins.
Marvel wins regardless. They're getting paid for that license.
They're getting paid. They win anyway. But the presence of one definitely helps it.
Does Marvel really need to cut off fingers and toes to gain back a limb in this
game?
Exactly.
They seem like things are going pretty well for them anyway.
With everything they have. I think Fantastic Four would have been shit-canned regardless of the movie coming out or not, because it's not a good comic.
This goes back to the importance of Guardians of the Galaxy again. That was them using one of the most obscure franchises you could ever expect them to do, and they were much more successful than their biggest character, Spider-Man.
Exactly.
In this summer movie.
Exactly. Process.
So it does speak to the quality and the name behind, and the studio name is a big deal now.
And what impact did the selling of the paper comics have on either Guardians or Spider-Man? None. Because if you look at those, Guardians is way down the list and Spidey's way on top as far as comic sales.
But here's the thing.
It didn't impact the movies at all.
But they brought back Guardians 3000.
Well, so? That has nothing to do with
it. They brought it back, but is it selling?
No.
It just started.
But
we'll see in a month or so.
In a few months. But I doubt it's going to sell. I mean, even Guardians didn't get a kickstart, the Guardians book, from the Guardians film. The Rocket Raccoon book did.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord.
But those two books would not be around if it wasn't for the Guardians movie. Guardians 3000, they might have done that.
Right.
But Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord would not have their own books if not for that. You're absolutely right there.
You also heard that they're doing have you heard that they're doing a Squirrel Girl?
Yes!
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
That's something we can jump onto real quick.
I broke that news.
But we gotta talk about it then.
Marvel's bringing back Squirrel Girl to her own comic. It's the Squirrel Girl.
Has she ever had a book before?
She's had one-shots here and there.
She's had one-shot.
But I don't think she's ever been her own ongoing.
She's never headlined a series, period.
Yeah.
But she has beaten Doom,
Thanos, Wolverine,
the Hulk, by herself.
Her list of victories is very absurd.
It's better than Batman's.
But that's why they're calling it Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
Every one of those is tongue-in-cheek, though.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's the way they're doing the book. It's going to be the same book.
Like, I don't know how seriously we're going to take it as, like, an in-universe.
Okay,
I know it's in-universe, but I don't know how serious. Her leading Doom is in-universe, but, like...
Everything she has done is in-universe.
I know, but...
Has not been changed.
I don't think, like, for instance, when we're reading Infinity, none of them were like, hey,
we need Santa, Squirrel Girl!
Squirrel Girl will kick his ass.
She's babysitting the Joneses kid. She's busy.
Curses! We'll have to use Thor or something.
Wait a minute. But what movie just hit the big time? Guardians of the Galaxy.
And before Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my god, you're not suggesting we're going to get a Squirrel Girl movie.
Well, I remember reading something about Netflix.
Cartoon's the best one I've heard.
They were doing something with a Squirrel Girl license that may tie into that.
That's right. Look at it. Remember, Marvel's pulling out these B characters.
How long until we get Squirrel Girl on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That would be hilarious.
Like, it'd be like they're looking through files of people with superpowers. Yeah. This one controls squirrels. Whoop.
Yeah, right.
But she's defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can see it now. This one controls squirrels. Send her to my house. I have a bit of a problem getting into the attic.
Oh, no. Okay. That's going to be Avengers 3. If the Avengers are down and they're defeated. Oh no. We're screwed.
Did you hear? Comes out of nowhere
and defeats Thanos.
Did you hear what the rumor is about Avengers 3?
Here we go.
No.
That they won't even be any of the
core group.
It'll be like Doctor Strange and Ant-Man and some other people.
It's going to be the Defenders.
Ridiculous.
Right. Ridiculous. That's what I heard.
At least a few are going to have to be in there.
Well, they're saying
there's reserve members.
Okay, there's rumors that with it being Joss Whedon and all, they're going to cack some people in Avengers 2 here.
I want people to die.
Potentially Iron Man. Oh, that's a segue for a moment.
Yeah.
No, they won't. Nah.
They're gonna kill anyone. They should kill someone.
You think he would be the best to kill off?
Yes.
Currently, really? Getting a lot of rumors easily. Of talks.
There's already a war machine.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Let's go ahead and jump in. Apparently, Robert Downey Jr. has been doing the talk show circuit
for the judge, which looks awesome.
But of course, people always
incredible.
It looks watchable.
It looks awesome.
But of course, people always ask him about Iron Man and
on Ellen.
Apparently, he confirmed that Iron Man 4 is on the works. But he has not confirmed that he's going to be in it.
Yes.
And apparently, I think Marvel must have talked to him, and apparently he's sliding back a
little bit. Well, he was on Ellen in the day, and he said yes, and then he was on Jimmy Kimmel that night.
I don't know anything.
He was on one of the night talk shows, and he backtracked on it. So, yeah, he got a text from
somebody.
Said, hey, dude, shut the hell up.
Downey!
He was on.
Well, Downey is Tony Stark. He's the guy who goes out and says things he's not been approved to say.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do, man. I think it adds to it.
I'll do it if such and such is directing it. Mel Gibson.
I think that was a joke. I'll do it if Mel Gibson.
I think that was a joke, and to me, that seems like Robert Downey Jr.'s talking smack on the viewership and the fans, and saying Iron Man is not Jesus. It is okay if Iron Man is not in another movie. It's okay. Yeah. Avengers made $1 billion, guys. Did you not see that?
How ballsy would that be if they do kill him in Avengers 2?
I would love it. Would be cool. I think they should. I think they should do something like
Josh
that.
Josh Whedon's going to kill someone.
Oh, yeah. He kills somebody.
That goes without saying.
Exactly.
It would be cool. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
How cool would that be, though, if it would be part of a setup? You know, what they did with Ellen DeGeneres. And then in the afternoon. And then they come back and they reference that in the movie.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah, that would be
cool.
How cool
would that be?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Would
you
be
know?
Cool.
You're like, you don't even know you were a setup, dude.
Yeah. I'm
that
not
reminds
sure.
me of that crap Joaquin Phoenix tried to do a few years ago on Letterman, where he showed up and he was just like
a different character.
He acted like he was spaced out of his mind.
Yeah. Like the Garth Brooks had his other character.
Like a hobo.
Yeah.
It
was weird.
Yeah, that was.
Although that was also a setup for a movie.
And Joaquin Phoenix is out of the running for Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Oh,
they
yeah.
lost their lead.
And you are
they
just hitting these segues today.
They lost their lead.
Yeah, we are just jumping around. Hopefully this opens the door for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, please.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yes, please.
Oh, that would be
yes,
nice.
Please.
I would not have a problem with that.
Dream casting.
Oh, right, man, it'd be great. So what else we got to chit-chat about, Larry?
Well, I did have a comic question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You come to the right place.
So,
comics now, at a comic book shop.
What? Yeah, what?
What? So, I've been watching Gotham.
Oh, God.
And I've been watching it with my girlfriend. She asked me,
who the hell's Balloon Man? That's what I was asking. Who the hell is Balloon
that
Man?
That was supposed to, they've said they're going to put somebody that could be the Joker.
Yes. Yeah.
He looks most like the guy that actually played the Joker.
Yeah.
To me so far. And that does seem like something the Joker would
balloon
do.
Balloon Man? Yes. It
you
did,
know,
yeah.
kill somebody by just launching
a
balloon.
Into a balloon. Did you watch that?
I haven't seen the most recent
episode.
It was weird.
Okay.
It was weird.
Scientifically speaking, one weather balloon would not lift the average human.
It depends on how much he had in there. If he had some hydrogen in there. But then,
And then when it got shot, it would have blown up.
That's what I was waiting on. I was like, no, don't shoot it, Harvey. Don't shoot it.
But, okay.
Harvey don't care. He's not afraid of anything.
Yeah. But let's say that a lot of the characters are classic Batman.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have the Falcons, classic Batman.
Awesome.
Is Fish a Batman villain?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
I think so.
She was created for the show.
Really? Right. Just for the show?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But she's based on other characters from...
If I'm not mistaken, she's based on other characters,
but
she was
She might
created.
Be like an amalgam type,
right.
sure.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's weird.
She
didn't realize
she is her
that.
Own
I was pretty sure, that she was created for the show, because like, if a character is so obsure that I don't know who they are, they might as
well there's
well
a lot of Batman characters.
Right.
No, this was actually in the releases when they were talking about characters and they stated there would be classic Batman canon characters.
And then new.
Maybe not as you recognize them, but they would be there.
They've got to introduce
and
some characters.
And then you would have a newcomer to the Batman universe in Fish Mooney.
That's cool.
They've got to introduce some characters that they can kill.
Yeah.
Some of these
I hope they don't kill Fish. He's the best damn actor.
Some of these characters have plot armor.
He's brilliant.
Like, you obviously know Jim Gordon, Bruce Wayne, Selina Kyle.
And they can't
the
die.
The list goes on and on of these characters who are death immune.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Penguin. Yeah.
Well,
they're all like that. Professor Pig. They unveiled
the
Professor
Pig
character.
Or disappear from the show universe.
Yeah.
More so than they could from the comic. And, you know,
they never
the
kill anybody in the comics.
You don't think that. Like, the Penguin could die, but he's being more of a main character. And they've obviously, with the new episode, they've introduced more mobster elements.
I like
and
that.
The Penguin's actually my favorite character on the show.
It's really good. Very creepy.
I think towards the end, he's going to be,
the end of the season.
This is the second time he's killed somebody and then had a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's really cool. I think that they're going to make that a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time he gets like some kind of high off of it, he has to go eat.
Not even a high. He just killed that dude yesterday just because he recognized him.
Yeah. Well, he was like, I'm going to take you to fish and get payday. He's like, no. And it's...
Yeah.
But like the fisherman... On the bank. He killed the fisherman.
That's right.
And he ate his sandwich.
Well, I mean, the Penguin works for Fish.
Yeah.
The character.
It's not anymore. Over Fish Mahoney's crime syndicate.
But the Penguin's in a good position now.
And of course, now I would see him later becoming a Zone Crime Syndicate. Of course, now that would be on par.
I want to see the Iceberg Casino, man. I love that thing.
It's the Iceberg Lounge, man.
Oh well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I won't ruin the ending, but I was really happy with the way last night's or Monday's episode ended.
Yeah.
The one thing that bugged me is they went to the very obvious implied point of making Barbara Gordon previously having a lesbian relationship
with Montoya.
Yeah. Now, of course,
that was my favorite part of the episode.
And, yeah. What?
That's because you're a
Barbara Gordon.
The
woman that's terrible person. Barbara. Her name is Barbara. Oh, okay. She's not married to Jim yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Barbara. Okay. The future.
The future. Name? I have no idea.
The future. Yeah, I can't remember. Right, okay. I think they mentioned
they had a lesbian relationship.
She, and apparently she was a drug addict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of backstory there.
Yeah. Okay.
They
kind of implied that. And I don't mind the back,
but they really went out of the way to put that. That seemed they did go out of the way.
But they also kind of implied that in an earlier episode.
Roughly, right?
Roughly, yeah, roughly.
It shouldn't he be like 30 years her senior at least?
From the comic book continuity, from the comic definitely. Books, yes.
Well, whatever.
But who knows now?
Yeah, and
well, okay, he's already. I guess Jim Gordon's really the only sticking point there because he should be much older than Harvey Bullock, Renee Montoya,
and even all of them. Everybody who's
well, they make him out to be the young guy.
Right. That's right. They basically changed everybody's age now.
They've made it 90210.
Bruce is a little bit older. Selena, as far as I can tell, is a little a tad older.
She's supposed to be 13, according to
I can
to
see
show.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Whatever, Selena. Whatever,
that's
Selena.
That's a terrible impression.
That's exactly how she said it.
She had the watch very... the,
I can see in the dark. You don't believe me? That's exactly how she said it.
She did do that.
Really?
Thank
she
you.
Did the whole Southern thing?
It was... Yeah, it was.
Oh, God.
It was not
that doesn't
good.
Make any sense.
It didn't make sense that she can see in the dark. What? She's a cat. She's a cat.
Oh, no, so they're kind of give her at least a little bit of power, we'll call it.
Whatever.
Weird.
Oh, boy.
What else we got? Go ahead, Gotham.
You can adjust your vision to be better in the dark or more practiced.
Well, that's why pirates wore an eye patch.
Yeah. When they don't, and that's legitimately a scientific thing.
Yeah, it's scientifically proven to be night vision.
And when they would go into dark, they would switch it over to the other eye, and that eye would automatically be adjusted.
Right.
Because I got to go down in the hole.
I gotta go in the hole and count me booty.
Oh,
you the booty.
Wrong.
This is just so,
wrong.
I was gonna give props the Mahoney or whatever, the mobster with the M name.
Mulroney.
Yeah. The guy who plays him played a Cuban detective on Dexter.
He's got range. That dude's got some range.
So now he's playing an Italian mobster. His last role was Bartista.
He's whatever vaguely ethnic.
You know, so I liked that. I thought he did really good in that role. So I was happy to see him show up. I'm really happy with their casting choices.
Well, I got one last TV thing. That they're really trying to push. They're really trying to push a live action X-Men show.
Yes.
I would love that.
Would that save?
Isn't that the New Mutant thing?
X-Men?
I don't think X-Men needs saving. I thought Days of Future Past was incredibly good.
I haven't seen it.
They've done
so
live
awesome.
Action X-Men based shows before.
Yes,
they have. Also, like X-Factor.
Generation
Next. That was
it. Yeah. I like that.
It was all right.
I think if they do it with a contemporary feel that it could work.
It just scares me whenever they take something like that where when you've seen a lot of it done as a cartoon form and you see it live action movie with all this effects that they can do with that kind of budget and then you try to do a live action TV show.
Yeah.
It just doesn't always translate.
Yeah, the one guy that can change his hardness depending on what materials he's got and all he's like
absorbing
picks up
guy?
A rock. No, not the absorbing guy. In the Generation X show, they're at some carnival. He picks up a rock or a something, and he knows, lets the guy hit him and like breaks the guy's hand.
Right, okay.
So that's all it was. He picks up a rock and he just closes his eyes, he opens his eyes and walks up to the guy and picks a fight with him.
Well, but if you look at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Absorbing Man special effect is awesome. They're doing really well with that. And that can't be that expensive. It depends on the budget.
Well,
the show,
we're looking at
the
technology has become proliferated since that time.
we reach the point soon where we have an oversaturation of these super-powered live-action shows?
Yes.
Like we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We had Heroes for a while.
Heroes is coming back.
It's coming back.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, okay, it's coming back.
Well, and I don't
and all these Netflix shows, I do think you do come to a point.
Heroes was ripping off a lot from the X-Men.
Oh, definitely. And they're going to do it again this next season. Well,
now, this is supposed to be with Horn Rim glasses. Have they even said that it's officially going to be linked to the old Heroes?
They haven't said anything except they want to do it.
I know nothing about it, and I care not to find
was yeah. it was going to be
Heroes was good for
adventures
a
for
but yeah it fell
the horn rim
it's like
glasses.
A cliff just fell right off
the quality took yeah a real nosedive real
yeah
but there were other factors in that
well there was a writing strike they could have put the show on hiatus like every other damn show
recovered
did
recovered after the writing
no,
strike
no
right. I can see them doing a live action show of maybe like X Factor with them as the detectives.
Oh, that
the one, the PI.
Oh, oh, please or do that! Please do that!
Or you look.
It's my favorite X Factor ever.
You're so good.
Aren't they doing Best of Good?
So good
on Netflix. Is
right.
That what that's going to
yeah,
be.
They're right. getting a couple of the kind of more noir, gritty characters coming up through Netflix.
Yeah.
I've heard they're doing. Something along the Mercenaries for Hire kind of
like Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire. They're
pretty far along with Daredevil already.
Yeah, it's right. The first episode
Daredevil
of that
I'm
is
looking
done.
Forward to. I'm a Daredevil guy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if they did the shows like that and kept the big theatrics to the theaters, it'd work out great. I mean, they're going to have some theatrics.
I do think these Marvel Netflix shows are taking the right approach and that they are they're not the guys fighting alien invasions.
Right,
these
that's
are
what I'm
the
saying.
Guys.
You keep the big theatrics
they fight
in the theaters and you keep the smaller ones like
But I'm still cool with
Daredevil.
Them tying them in together.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great to tie them in. It'd be I mean.
But the X-Men show, I don't think they should tie. I think it should be its own standalone thing.
Oh, I agree.
Because the movies are too time travel and alternate universe convoluted to make an X-Men show work in any continuity.
Well, that's what the honest
true,
to God that is sticking true to the X-Men comics.
But is that not so convoluted? It's hard for a non-X book reader to get into.
Convoluted time travel bullshit is a core of the X-Men experience.
If they do an X-Men live action TV show, it should not incorporate any of the characters from the movies.
No,
it needs to be something separate, standalone. And this honestly would be a great chance for the one character everybody wants. Bring Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's wanting Gambit in the movies, but they haven't put him in.
But
he is custom built for something that would be a TV show, especially with all the various groups he's been associated with over the years.
Yep.
You have Gambit as a main character, one of maybe two or three that is the focus. You
Gambit,
have whatever
Kitty
the team
Pride
is put around.
They're not going to do that.
Kitty
Pryde
would be good, but they've already
that.
Used her.
That would be the way
Jamie
to
Madrox
bring in.
They used him in
X-Factor.
But I think we can safely ignore that.
We would definitely ignore that.
That horrible
Not
X3.
Even just it was wiped out of time, but like
it was bad.
Straight up ignore X-Men Origins Wolverine, straight up ignore X3.
Anything up to but the
days.
Latest one is supposed to be.
Or First Class. And
right.
See, Gambit is just the way to launch the TV show and bring people in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you have to have that one name that everyone wants, and
you
can't just say, no, they won't do it, and we'll put them in the movies. Well, they haven't put them in the movies.
Yeah.
Not well.
You know, how are you going to do it? You have to use it.
It would be.
He would be the good focus character.
Yep. It would be good as an Xavier school.
I wouldn't
show,
mind seeing
as long
that.
As you don't do it as a 90210.
That's exactly what they would do.
Say
would
by
ruin
the
it.
Exactly.
X-Factor investigations would be so.
That
perfect,
would be the bomb.
Dude. Oh man,
it would work out. It
well, I wouldn't just watch that. I would open up a fan site, start a fan site for that show.
Yeah. You could do it easily where you're following like a season of a character's origin, whatever, blah blah blah. You know, like season, and then maybe at the end of the season or. Whatever he meets up with and transfers himself to the movie universe or whatever.
Yeah, we need more mutants though. That's the best part about the X-Men is throwing all these cool characters into.
And there
it.
Is
you
so
can't
many.
Do that.
Of
yeah, there are so,
so
damn
so,
many.
So many of.
I won't be happy till Gold Balls gets his own show.
You're an idiot.
Well,
he's an awesome character.
I like the one. I like Butterball out of.
Oh yeah, from the Initiative.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
Butterball was great.
Yeah, Butterball
you can't
was cool.
do nothing to him.
Yeah.
He just keeps going and going and
you're
going.
He's the energizer, buddy. You're doing
way to bring in Danger.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And,
dude. You know, Danger, Warlock, or no, Cypher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Cypher would be awesome.
You have Danger and Cypher, Gambit, and.
just those three alone would be enough working. To really right build there. Around to right. get the information they would necessarily yeah. want in yeah. the research of oh, solving man.
Or even bring in the cuckoos.
The cuckoos are a little tough to understand, but I think they could do it. I think they could pull it off.
Looks like we're probably approaching about an hour there.
Yeah. Do we want to wrap up? Do you want to wrap up? Do you want something else? Do you have something else to talk about, Larry?
I mean, I was going to mention Z Nation. I'm really liking that show.
Well, I am
you
too.
Mentioned that last
podcast. I actually like Z Nation.
Yeah. It is definitely still, lighthearted, fun, and it's just been getting better, I think.
Cool. Yeah, especially
definitely
the guy at the Antarctic base or Arctic base.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting his thank you.
Yeah, he is.
I like him. I like him.
Basically, he is the last member of the NSA because the rest of it was at the base and they all left him behind.
Go kabooey.
And speaking of zombie shows, this is the weekend for Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead's going to start. So
you're not too happy last week with some of
I have bad expectations. I hope I'm horribly, horribly wrong. But
lowered expectations.
That's why I didn't want to go back and read the comic book because I didn't want to get upset.
Is there not also the iZombie coming up still soon?
Oh yeah. That's supposed to be. That'll be closer to Halloween.
Like with Constantine, which they're starting the 28th, I think it is, of October.
Yeah. Man, there's just too much good TV right now to watch.
They've been doing a lot of commentary on that iZombie.
Yeah.
Lately. Yeah. It's been on like the History Channel or not the History Channel.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was on the History Channel.
Yeah,
they do a ton of stuff.
But they've been doing a bunch of that where they talk about how
Pushing Daisies, man, that was a show that died way before
it started. Yes, it did.
Yep.
But they were talking about how their budget and putting it together and the problems that they had with set and makeup and directing and that kind of thing. I actually sat and I watched it, and it's not I'm not into the zombie thing myself, but you know, it's pretty much along the lines of I actually sat down and got into it. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Well, from what I understand, it's going to be more of a crime solving show.
Yeah.
You have to eat the brain of the
recently deceased.
Reminds
me of Pushing Daisies as far as the premise.
Yeah.
With it.
Oh wow!
It's a cool show.
It's a great show.
Never seen.
We're agreeing way too much today.
Never seen.
We should end this.
Planets are in alignment.
I agree.
Something bad is going to happen.
I know, right?
It's all the
moon. I'm driving really safe on the way home. That's
what it is.
It's all that full moon.
Twin Peaks is coming back.
Yeah, I heard that.
Really? Yeah. They announced that.
You didn't watch Twin Peaks?
I never watched.
You should check it out. You'll like that.
They're going to air the first two seasons in their entirety before they start airing the new episodes that are going to have a 25-year time lapse.
Yeah, something like that.
This pie is to die
for. But it's still be the same story arcs and lines. It's just
as long as they keep the same air that the show had.
Paul Atreides, the spice must flow.
Of course, you got to remember it's also going to be Showtime, so they're probably going to spice it up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Vampire
definitely.
Sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that's new.
Definitely.
Then they just cancel the show. No, that was HBO.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Do it.
I'm going
to go home.
You want to go home?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Do you want me to? Are these our final thoughts? Because I'll explain why.
Let's skip Gomer.
We should.
Okay, season number 4 of Korra debuted Friday.
I'm
going to
jump in and make that my final thought, too. Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Good start.
Yes. Kuvera, I am like, oh my
god.
This
is the first time they've done such a massive hiatus between seasons, from any of the Avatar shows.
Not the hiatus, just space between season to season?
It's been 3 years since the last
since
season
the
finale.
Oh,
in terms of real world time, it's been
like
a month.
Month.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
But yeah, apparently a lot has changed. Got Kuvera stepped up and is reuniting the Earth
Kingdom.
Yeah,
they introduced the new villain. She's pretty BA.
Well, they introduced her in the last episodes of season 3.
They really
but they really shown what she can do.
Yeah.
And well, like we didn't see her do anything last season.
No, save Tonrock.
Well, okay, she didn't do anything spectacular.
Exactly. Yeah.
But she got
stop it, David.
She
not
got
compared
she
to
got
this
named.
Episode.
She was a minor character that got named very late
you
in the season.
Core,
she's
it's
kicking
cool,
all
man.
The ass in
yeah.
this episode.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Korra. Oh, I just feel bad for Korra.
Mysteries to resolve.
Mysteries, yeah.
Oh,
and I do like the new Airbender look.
Yeah.
The flying suit.
I like Kai's voice a lot better now that he's not like a 12-year-old child.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boomy and
cool show, man.
What,
love that show.
Boomy. Bolin and Opal.
That's an interesting. My one theory about Kuvera has been blown out of the water. I thought she was like the third Toph daughter.
No.
She's not.
If so, that'd be weird.
That'd be very weird.
She's dating.
She's engaged to her cousin.
Do we want to talk about her?
I don't think we do.
No.
That's my final thought.
I don't think we do.
Mine is I'm going to be missing you guys. Get to go home tomorrow.
We're going to miss you too, man.
No, you won't.
You're going to have to send us emails and stuff.
Your job is probably going to keep me away that Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep. Here in a couple months, I'm going to be the same way.
Oh, you'll have to change the dates.
Yeah. We'll have to keep rolling now. Man.
We're having too much fun.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
We'll figure it out. Something's coming up in a couple of months with me where I won't be able to come in on Wednesday.
Goodness, real life
changes. Oh, breaking the whole team up.
It's like we're
we can't go on without
rebooting the universe.
Well, I have to give you guys a shout out because I can honestly say that you're making cube life bearable.
Your cubicle life, nice.
I do live the cube life. I do work it, and I work way too many hours on it. So my what I look forward to is every Wednesday afternoon when somebody actually gets the podcast up on time, and I don't have to wait till Thursday morning, Larry.
Talking about you, Larry.
And on to do it.
He's been doing pretty good right
he
now.
He has been doing an awesome job lately.
Take that, Larry.
Podcast and she rags
I always post it on Wednesdays. If you get it from iTunes, I can't help it if it's delayed.
I don't. I get it straight from the store. And I listen straight out, and my coworkers are all like, "Oh, she's at it again."
It may be after office hours for you. I'm here usually till 10.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the afternoon is normally up, and I am listening to it by 4:30, and I'm working till 6 o'clock. So
awesome. That flies you right through the end of the day.
It gets me right to the end of the day.
Definitely glad to hear it. We'll keep going no matter what, even if it's just me yelling into a mic.
All right,
I'm not listening to that.
I can do it. Hey,
I will.
That's good. I'll yell about you for an hour.
maybe you could just have a button that has like a recording of me saying "fucking."
I'll just say.
Oh, was that the first time I said that? This
I think so.
Oh, that's the second or third.
Taylor and I already had a talk about that.
we'll replace Taylor with various expletive deleted. Sounds. But of course, a lot of big changes will be coming up for the Outright Geekery crew. We're trying to expand things a bit, and keep an eye out for that. And of course, Comic City 2 will be doing a bunch of Christmas stuff.
I'm gonna miss it.
We always
it's not
do.
Christmas time yet. It's not even November.
Halloween yet.
I know.
Well, no, I'm just saying we always do big sales and stuff like that. Yep. We usually do a Halloween contest of some sort. Yep.
Got to
get a lot of the cosplayers out and everything.
Halloween themed EDH
of course,
tournament.
This Halloween there is a big magic tournament in Nashville. So that'd be interesting.
High five.
Well, that's all we have for today. Gomer thinks he's too good to tell you any of his final thoughts.
I have a final thought. Everyone said they didn't want to hear it.
We didn't want an explanation why you're so tired.
I am ridiculously tired. Like, I'm a stay-at-home dad, and that hasn't let up at all. My schoolwork has just gone into extra high gear in my last semester. And a few months ago, I talked to Steve about this. My wife said she wants to have a baby, and I've been having sex like nonstop.
Is that your problem?
I'm tired, dude.
You
I'm beat.
You can't become one.
I'm not able.
I am just beat, dude.
We shouldn't have let you talk.
Literally beat.
Let's go, Viagra. I'm dry,
all right? There's nothing.
If
you're
literally beat, try an Epsom soda.
And on that note, good night, Elaine.
But so there's my thing. My family's going through some changes too, so we'll be adding one.
You hope.
Twins not run in my old lady's family, too.
Oh!
When you get into that older time.
Well, and I'll give
it's
you a
going out of business sale for the ovaries. And you're egg after egg.
You're
so.
One of the few people having
I knew
met.
We should have ended
it's
like
the
five
truth. It's
ago.
The scientific fact. I don't care, man. Just like,
hey, come just, on. What I was about to say, you're one of the few people having met your previous spawn that I wouldn't mind you having more kids.
Oh, yeah,
because you do. I like the way you raise your kids. They're very well-minded.
They are. They're jerk-offs, but yeah, they're very well-minded.
Check us out in Madison, Tennessee. ComicCity2.com, OutrightGeekery.com. All right.
We're out.
You suck, Joel.